Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. And today I want to talk to you about something that I really can't say I've heard addressed before in this way. And that is the actual vulnerability of gratitude. I think we all know gratitude and appreciation are important, and we hear platitudes about it, and they sell gratitude journals and all of this stuff. But it tends to kind of have a sort of like foo-foo vibe around it when it's talked about, I think. Just be grateful. And, you know, some of this goes back to that idea of contentment, that we have this inner resistance to things because we want more, we want things to change. And so we don't want to just be grateful because then we'll be stuck, right? That's one sort of funny thought that we have. But another layer of this that I've recognized in myself, and maybe I'm the weird one here, but I'm sharing it with you in the chance that it resonates with you. I've actually recognized like a genuine fear of being grateful, that it feels very vulnerable to acknowledge how beautiful and great things are. So it feels vulnerable, it feels open, it feels tender, it feels sensitive. And then I'm also afraid in that space that what I am grateful for will be taken away. So it feels very, very vulnerable, and there's a part of me, if left to its own devices, that would prefer to be ungrateful and to be unsatisfied and to say no and like, well, who cares? It's beautiful outside. I want an ice cream cone, like whatever it is. As you know, and then this fear of somehow of it being taken away if I allow myself to be grateful. And maybe you relate, maybe you don't. You can like drop a comment in the YouTube or send me an email or memo if this resonates with you. Maybe I'll put a question in the Spotify too. Like, have you recognized in yourself a fear of gratitude that somehow what you love will be taken away from you if you like look directly at it and acknowledge it? And I don't know why this is. Obviously, it's a profound lack of faith. It's an acknowledgement of the instability and unexpectedness of this life and that sort of thing. I also think C.S. Lewis put it pretty well, and he's going to sort of take us into the main point here. He says, love anything, be tender, be sensitive, be open, be grateful, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. There it is. Allow yourself to feel how grateful you are for your child or your spouse or the health of your body, or the incredible people or experiences life has given you, or how much freedom we have at this point in history, or how beautiful it is outside, or how many things we have prayed for, dreams we have dreamed, or things better than what we could have asked for have come into our lives. Allow yourself to love and be grateful for that, and your heart will certainly be wrung, squeezed out like a wet cloth, and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping your heart intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even an animal. And you must not be grateful. You must not look directly at the things which life has given you, which are beautiful. Wrap it carefully, your heart, around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. Your heart will change. Who you are will change. If you don't open up fully to love and the gratitude that that implies, like allowing yourself to be grateful for what you love, your heart will change. It will not be broken. It's safe from that. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. The alternative to tragedy, or at least to the risk of tragedy, so that's interesting too, right? To love does not mean tragedy will come. And to be grateful certainly does not mean tragedy will come or what you have will be taken away from you. But it's just you open up to the risk of loss when you admit what you love and what you are grateful for. And the alternative to that, according to C.S. Lewis, is damnation. Now that could mean different things to many different people. C.S. Lewis was a Christian. I think he meant it literally, which another interpretation could be damnation is being entirely cut off from God. It could be being in hell. Hell, I think we all know we can experience here in this life when we feel that ugly muck of not being grateful, being in the prison of self. And this quote also reminds me of what Jesus said in Matthew 13:12. And it's, you know, it's very like mystical and seems kind of unfair, but I think this is showing us a little bit, a layer of what this biblical passage means. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. So it sounds kind of cruel, right? He who has will be given, and he who doesn't have even what he has will be taken away. But I would like to float you the idea that we always have. We always have so much. We always have the breath of life. And we always have, you know, like our toenails and our teeth, and we have memories of love and people that we love. Like we always have things that we can be grateful for, no matter how challenged our present circumstances are. And to acknowledge that we have, he who has, to be grateful, more will be given. And he who has not, he who does not acknowledge what he has, is, again, this is the Jackie interpretation here, this idea I'm floating you, because we always have stuff to be grateful for. But he who has not, he who is not acknowledging what he has, even what he has, will be taken away. And that ultimately, that is actually the bigger vulnerability here. Because life does change, and we will lose the dog that we love. We may experience physical injury and lose some of the facility of our bodies. We will, you know, things will change in the small town that we loved will become a bigger, bustling town, or our parents will pass away. Like, we will lose things. We will lose our youth. We will lose our children's youth. Etc., etc. And sometimes these things come about very suddenly. And I think that the greatest tragedy is when we realize that we lost something and we didn't appreciate it when we had it. That's the real sword in the heart. And that is a far greater vulnerability, a far scarier reality, to realize that we were not present with what we had, that we not fully appreciated our life leading up to this moment or this change. That is a far greater risk than being grateful for what we have right now. And that vulnerable risk of like, oh, if I love, my heart may be broken. Like, that's an if, but if you don't appreciate what you have, your heart will be absolutely decimated by the realization that you didn't appreciate what you had while you had it. And again, this could be so many things. This is the people in your community, the people in the neighborhood, the sounds of the mower that you found so sweet, or the baseball field across from your house, you know, and the sound of the ball hitting the bat, and like how sweet that was for you, or your youth, or your health, or the people in your life, or, you know, all those things. You love being in school, or, you know, this job in particular, like all of these things. Give yourself the gift of appreciating it. And again, it requires some courage, but it's the greater loss and vulnerability to have to look back in sorrow that you didn't fully appreciate what you had. And two more quotes that I will leave you with. You know, the great sage Matthew McConaughey said in his Oscar speech several years ago that it is a scientific fact that gratitude reciprocates. So for him, he's also the author of Green Lights, and he definitely seems like someone who has had many green lights in his life, signs of moving forward. For him, he believes that gratitude has reciprocated, which is funny because what Matthew McConaughey said, Texan American sage Matthew McConaughey, is very similar to what Abdu'l-Bahá said, who is one of the central figures in the Baha'i faith. Like, amazing, right? That they would say similar things. And he says, "Be thou happy and well pleased, and arise to offer thanks to God, in order that thanksgiving may conduce to the increase of bounty." That thanks, be happy and well pleased. That thanksgiving may be conducive to the increase of thanksgiving. This is getting awfully, my mic is catching the light and it's like blasting out my camera here. Be happy and well pleased, and arise to thank God, that thanksgiving may conduce to the increase of bounty. So maybe that inner resistance, that fear of gratitude, is also that thing that I've talked about, that small separate self, that ego self, that cold metallic core of selfishness that wants to just defend its own existence. And maybe it's afraid of an increase of bounty. If you allow yourself to be grateful for what you have and to thank God for it. Well, thank you for taking this deep dive with me, my friends. As you know, I love to hear from you. So feel free, drop a comment in the YouTube, on Anchor, you can send a voice memo, Spotify, you can respond to that question. And you can also email me through my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. I wish you, you know, such abundance and grace for acknowledging what you have and being grateful. If you would like to support my work in this channel, if you believe in what I'm doing and these messages that I am putting out, I invite you to be part of my journey. I have a Patreon community, and there are links in the show notes and in the description if you would like to support me on Patreon or PayPal, or maybe get some Jacqueline Claire art originals or prints to beautify your life and remind you of some of these messages and things that we talk about, because it's all connected. The visual art is a harbinger, a reminder of our spiritual beauty and our spiritual connection. All right, my friends, until next time, I wish you the best in playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.